Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Some areas of our country are doing very well. Others are doing less well. It will probably, unfortunately, get worse before it gets better.
有說他們說是記者。
From this evening, I must give the British people a very simple instruction. You must stay at home.
We can no longer, from today onwards, be proud. We can no longer sit back and remain silent on the senseless, unlawful killing, sly racism of another human being based only on what? Their skin colour.
We are worried that the Chinese Communist Party make use of the evil law to further suppress Hong Kong people.
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you?
Hi everyone, and welcome to Where We Are with Nina Zoe Porter, your breakdown of all the key events in the world from the past 7 days, all in one bite-sized podcast. For today's episode, here's what happened in the world this week.
So I'm in a villa, I'm a hostage, and this villa has been converted into a jail. All the windows are barred shut. I can't open any window. There's 5 policemen outside and 2 policewomen inside the house. And I can't even go outside to get any fresh air.
In videos released to Sky News this week, Princess Latifah, the daughter of Dubai's billionaire ruler, Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, accused her father of holding her hostage following attempts to flee the United Arab Emirates. In the video, she explained she is currently being kept in a villa and has been under constant surveillance since 2018, which is when she claimed she was kidnapped.
So when they kidnapped me on March 4th, 2018, on this small boat, it was, I don't know how many commandos, maybe 12, 15, and the 2 Emirati, like, lieutenant sergeants I was fighting. And this guy came with a small pouch, like a camouflage pouch, and he took out the needle and he injected me in my arm, and I was like fighting. I was saying, don't do that, don't do that, don't do that.
Undoubtedly, the released footage was disturbing to viewers, and it has prompted global calls for a UN investigation into the situation. In response to this, on Friday, the UN Commission on Human Rights asked for proof that she was alive. The UAE Embassy in London responded with the following statement from the family. In response to media reports regarding Sheikha Latifah, we wanted to thank those who have expressed concern for her well-being, despite the coverage which certainly is not reflective of the actual position. It further claimed that her family has confirmed that Her Highness is being cared for at home, supported by her family and medical professionals. However, there was no video or photo released with the family's statement, which could serve as proof of life, nor did it give any details about her condition. Therefore, the Human Rights Watch have said they will continue to keep a close eye on the situation. And next.
It's a low moment because we know that there are many poor countries that are completely dependent upon the COVAX facility to get any vaccines. We know that by dipping into a facility that already has less dosages than it should be, exactly because wealthy countries have done an end run around and have made their own agreements with manufacturers, that there are even less doses to go around.
G7 leaders have pledged to intensify the cooperation on COVID-19 and increase their contribution to the COVAX vaccine sharing initiative. In a joint statement released after a virtual summit on Friday, the G7 leaders raised their overall commitment to $7.5 billion. The World Health Organization has also granted the emergency authorization of two versions of AstraZeneca COVID vaccine for a global rollout.
Today, WHO gave emergency use listing to two versions of the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine, giving the green light for these vaccines to be rolled out globally through COVAX.
Since the vaccine rollout, there has been a global scramble for the vaccines. However, around 130 countries in the world are yet to have vaccinations at all, and healthcare workers in those countries remain at high risk. The COVAX scheme is aiming to get at least 1.3 billion vaccine doses to vulnerable populations worldwide in the coming months. Wealthy countries are facing growing pressure to make sure lower income nations get fair access to vaccines. So far, President Joe Biden has pledged $4 billion US dollars in US aid to the fund. An initial $2 billion will be donated in 2021, with an additional $2 billion coming over the next 2 years. The UK has also given £548 million to COVAX, and Germany pledged an additional $1.2 billion, with Chancellor Angela Merkel telling journalists, "I stressed in my intervention that the pandemic is not over until all people in the world have been vaccinated." In response, the World Health Organization chief, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, said on Friday he was grateful for the new commitments but emphasized that more was needed to address the world's vaccination imbalance. And finally,
Touchdown confirmed. Perseverance safely on the surface of Mars, ready to begin seeking the sands of past life.
On Thursday, NASA's one-ton robot touched down in Mars's Jezero crater. The Perseverance rover had been traveling through space for 7 months before it entered the Martian atmosphere, before it took just 7 minutes to touch down, traveling at 12,100 miles per hour, which is 16 times the speed of sound, towards the surface. Before its landing, NASA managers were anxious at the possibility that the $2.7 billion mission might have ended in a crash landing.
It's nerve-wracking. It's certainly the most complex portion of the mission. That entry capsule is entering the outer atmosphere at 12,000 miles an hour.
NASA chose to land Perseverance near an ancient river delta and former lake known as the Jezero Crater. Here, it will drill deep down into the sediment of where the river once flowed, collecting material that may hold signs of life. Although the work has only just begun, the process of collecting images of the surrounding area has begun. The American Space Agency released three new coloured pictures of its landing from its Perseverance rover, and the team have said they hope the photos will go down in history with the likes of Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin on the moon. Since its landing, satellites have been flying over the vehicle to pull off data to relay back to Earth. Among all this information should be further views from the rover of its surroundings and some pictures it took during the descent to the surface. The deputy project scientist, Katie Stack Morgan, said the rover has already taken more images than she can count, and more will be made public on Monday. So, you're all caught up. That's where we are in the world this week. Be sure to listen next week to stay up to date on the latest news around the world. Search Where We Are with Nina Porter on all podcast platforms and subscribe today to get new episodes first.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.